about after lunch. He's got some business nuts and all before he comes out here.
You say in football, you run toward the
goal.
And you tell a child, now, that stove is very hot, so...
Be careful, not touch it.
Okay. And if you had some groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
Carried it home.
Anything else you'd say besides carried?
No.
You ever say... Toted it or packed it or lugged it?
Say packed. Could say packed it home.
Does that give you the idea that it's something very heavy or?
No, no. Not packed.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody.
Has stolen my pencil.
Okay. Anything else you'd say besides stolen?
Borrowed my pencil.
And say if Charles learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, you wanted to know where he learned it, you'd say, who?
Who taught you to whistle?
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a?
Toy.
Any other name for that?
Play things.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a play pretty?
Play pretty, yes, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same as toy?
Yes, I would think so. Not necessarily, of course, it would. Could have a broader scope than a toy. A toy maybe is a mechanical or something like that, or an automobile or something.
Play pretty is something that...
Play pretty could be like a, maybe a rag, well, I don't know.
Something homemade or something?
Mm-hmm, something a little.
Rag doll?
No.
You say, say if you've lived in Texas all your life, say, and I ask you how long you'd lived here, you'd say,
I have lived in Texas all of my life.
Or I've what lived here? I've
always lived in Texas.
Or he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever.
Ever after?
Or ever. He's lived here ever, what, he got married, ever?
Ever after he got married, he lived here.
Forever since.
Forever?
Uh-huh. And say he gets on a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her, you'd say, why don't you...
Try it on.
Or go ahead and, what?
Snap it on, try it on.
Uh-huh. Or the opposite of take it off is...
Put it on.
And... You say you can't get in through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all... Talking about tearing it up, you say the road's all...
It's all under construction.
It's all
torn up.
And he said that wasn't an accident. He did that...
He did that intentionally.
Or he did that...
On purpose.
And you say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses. Ever
since.
And you'd say she what him with the big knife. She
stabbed him with the big knife.
Okay. And say if you wanted to lift something heavy like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to what it up to
hoist.
Okay. And now if you start counting to 15.
Me start counting to 15. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39?
40.
69?
70.
99?
100.
And 999.
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 is
1,000,000.
And say if there's some people in line, the person at the head of the line is the what person? The
first person in line.
Okay. And behind him is the
second person.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, in the third person in line, the fourth person in line, the fifth person in line, the sixth person in line, seventh person in line, eighth person in line, ninth person in line, tenth person in line.
Okay. And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all?
All in a bunch, all together.
Or all at?
One time.
Uh-huh. You can say it comes all at?
The same time.
Uh-huh. You say last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. This year I got 40. So this year's crop was exactly?
Doubled what last year's.
Exactly what is good? Exactly.
Exactly twice as good.
Uh-huh. And would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. What about Sabbath? What does that mean?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You call Sunday the
day of the Lord, I guess.
And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
Okay. How long does morning last?
Until 12 o'clock.
And then you have?
The afternoon.
Uh-huh. How long does that last?
That lasts 12 hours. No, not 12 to about 6, I guess, or 7.
And then but, you have?
Afternoon. And good afternoon, and then good evening.
Uh-huh.
Good evening.
When is evening?
Evening is after 7 o'clock, ordinarily, after dinner time, I guess, or supper time.
How long does it last?
It lasts until good dark, and then it starts night.
If you were leaving someone's house after dark, you'd tell them?
Good night.
Uh-huh. What, if you were leaving someone's house at about 11 o'clock in the morning, would you say anything as you were leaving?
I would say goodbye, I suppose.
Do you ever say good day?
No, I don't believe I've ever used that expression.
Mm-hmm. And you say if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say we started work before
daylight.
Or before sun.
Before sun up.
And we worked until
sundown.
And you say this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning the sun
was shining.
Or the sun did what?
It rose.
And I was late this morning. When I got outside, the sun had
already arisen.
And you say, today is Tuesday, so Monday was?
Was day before yesterday.
Uh-huh. And Wednesday is?
Is, today is Tuesday. Wednesday would be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here.
Week before last?
Okay. Or on a Sunday, he came here.
Sunday before last?
Uh-huh. What if he was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that? You'd say that was?
Sunday week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
About 15 days.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What is the time?
Or
what is the correct time? Or?
Uh-huh. And you might look at your
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was
7:30 or?
Or another way of saying it.
Past 7?
Huh?
Past 7? It's past 7 o'clock?
Uh-huh. It's half
past 7?
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was
7:45.
Or a quarter.
Till 8.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And you say 1973 was last year, 1974 is...
this year.
And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say that he's...
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
1 year ago.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black...
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a...
beautiful day.
Okay.
Clear day.
What about when it's real dark and cloudy? You'd say it's a...
stormy. Or stormy or blusterous.
Okay. What do you call fast-moving clouds?
Oh, I don't know. Storm clouds, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear scuds?
Mm-mm.
And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker, and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while, you said the weather was...
real bad, I guess. Real good, maybe we should say.
Do you ever say it's changing or gathering or breaking or turning?
Breaking is when after, if it's rain and it's breaking up, well, it's getting over, the something like that, you see.
So you say it looks like it's finally going to
break up, or it's fine, clear.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down, you call that a...
cloudburst.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Well, sometimes they use gully washer.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
What about if there's thunder and lightning in it? You say it's
a storm. Mm-hmm. And it's...
and if it's raining but not heavy enough to be called a cloudburst, you'd say it was...
a heavy rain.
Uh-huh. Well, this morning we just had a little...
shower, sprinkle.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, a shower is heavier than a sprinkle. A sprinkle is just to settle the dust, you might say.
Uh-huh. What about if it's just a slow rain that lasts for a long time? Do you ever call that a drizzle?
Drizzle, uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. What is a drizzle?
A drizzle is when the water comes out, comes down very slowly and not very heavy.
Uh-huh.
And
what if it's so fine you can hardly see it?
It's a mist.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you call that a...
fog.
And a day like that, you call a...
foggy day.
Uh-huh. I'm not clear about how long you were outside of Encinel.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Oklahoma for 2 years?
Uh-huh. Oklahoma for 2 years.
4 years.
What?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Were we up there that long?
Yeah. We only got blanked that long.
Did you live up there for four years?
We lived up there 3 years, uh-huh.
3 years, and then we were 10 years when I left here. And
but that's now the same, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Way from Ensenau.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wait. You lived in our...
Amarillo.
For how many years?
About 10, 11 years. In Amarillo about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
In Fort Worth 2 years.
Uh-huh. And in Oklahoma about 3 years?
3 years.
And then all the rest of the time you were living in Encinel?
Yes.
Well, he went away. Didn't you go to Smiley?
And no, honey, that's...
oh, that was summertime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Smiley?
Smiley, it's over here close to Gonzales in Gonzales County, the cradle of Texas history.
His sister was a teacher.